This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Leah from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Tuesday, the 5th of July. Coming up, tennis ace Djokovic gets a hero's welcome. The countdown is on for Space Shuttle Atlantis, and Indian treasure hunters hit a brick wall. But first, that was the sound that greeted Wimbledon tennis champ Novak Djokovic on his return home to Serbia. Djokovic and his team were given an open-top bus tour through the streets of Belgrade, cheered on by thousands of fans. Djokovic beat Spain's Rafa Nadal in Sunday's final, becoming tennis's new number one. And the answer to yesterday's question is buried in that last story. We asked you where Novak Djokovic is from, and the answer is Serbia. To Japan now, where the minister in charge of rebuilding the country after the earthquake has quit, and just after 1 week in the job. Ryu Matsumoto faced a lot of criticism for making insensitive remarks to governors of areas badly affected by the deadly earthquake and tsunami in March. Next up,
10, 9, 8.
The final countdown is on for the last ever space shuttle mission in America. The four astronauts who will be blasting off in Atlantis on Friday have arrived in Florida for last-minute preparations. Atlantis will be hauling more than 3.5 tons of supplies to the International Space Station. This load includes a year's worth of food. U.S. space agency NASA is retiring all its shuttles because they are too expensive. Now to Queensland in northeastern Australia, where officials are investigating why dozens of turtles have been found washed up on beaches, many of them ill or dead. It's thought unusually cold weather could be to blame. Conservationists say they have never seen anything like it, and they are worried there will be many more unreported cases. Footy news now, and Manchester City fans won't be happy to hear that captain Carlos Tevez says he definitely wants to leave the club. The 27-year-old striker says it's too hard being so far away from his daughters who live in Argentina with their mum. Tevez first said he wanted to leave Eastlands in December, but later withdrew the transfer request. And for today's question, we want to know what language is spoken in Argentina. And finally, treasure hunters in India have come up against a brick wall. Well, actually, it's an iron one. The team who are searching for precious jewels in the Kerala temple have so far managed to crack through 5 vaults, unearthing all sorts of precious stones, gold and silver. After prying open the outer doors to the sixth, they had thought they were onto something, but instead they were faced with an iron wall. According to the temple records, the sixth vault has not been opened in 137 years. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.